91X News.
It's 11 degrees and beautiful today at 3 o'clock. I'm Keenan Weaver with 91X News. Charges are on the way for an 18-year-old man and a 16-year-old girl after a party got out of control this morning in Belleville. Police were called to Bradley Crescent near Victoria Avenue around 1:30 and found people fighting and drinking underage. The man was brought in for fighting while the 16-year-old girl allegedly spat on an officer and was holding liquor. The lineup for another big music concert in Belleville will be announced this week. Officials of Big Music Fest 2012 say the event will be held at East Zwicks Park after a one-year hiatus. Mix 97, Rock 107, and CJBQ will have the official announcement of all the rock stars Friday morning. The young woman who killed 8-year-old Tori Staffy says she told her then-boyfriend she'd take the fall if the investigation into the girl's death led police to her. Terry Lynn McClintock is on the stand for a second day at Michael Rafferty's first-degree murder trial in London, Ontario. Outside court, Tori's father, Rodney Stafford, says the testimony is getting harder to listen to.
I don't know if people are paying attention, but they were scoping out kids prior to Victoria. So it could have been any child out of Woodstock, but unfortunately it was my daughter. And like, I wouldn't wish it on anybody, not even my worst enemy. But you know, at the same time, people have got to understand they were out scoping other children.
McClintock described to the jury how she and Rafferty changed their shoes and some of their clothes and dumped evidence in several locations after Tory's murder on April 8, 2009. A Thorold man remains in hospital after being thrown from his ATV. Niagara Regional Police say the man lost control of the vehicle Tuesday night and the ATV overturned in a driveway, throwing the driver. U.S. President Barack Obama is warning Iran that the window for dealing with its nuclear program through diplomatic channels, is shrinking. Obama says he prefers to use diplomacy to get Iran to abandon its nuclear program.
We will do everything we can to resolve this diplomatically. But ultimately, we've got to have somebody on the other side of the table who's taking this seriously, and I hope that the Iranian regime understands that.
Iran insists its nuclear program is for peaceful purposes and says it's not seeking a bomb. A new Russian proposal to the U.S. could make getting personnel and cargo into Afghanistan a lot easier. ABC's Tom Rivers has that story.
Russia's foreign minister says a new deal that would allow NATO to transit troops and equipment through an airbase on the Volga River would help ensure Russia's own security. Sergei Lavrov says success of the NATO mission is essential for fending off the spread of terrorism and illegal drugs from Afghanistan into Russia. The measure will soon be considered by the Russian cabinet. Tom Rivers, ABC News.
That's 91X News to 303. Here's Austin Mackay with sports.
The OHL playoffs are approaching, and the Belleville Bulls are in the mix. Matt Taylor reports.
Every team in the Ontario Hockey League has one goal, winning the Memorial Cup. That road started at the beginning of the year and continues later this month with the start of the playoffs. The Belleville Bulls currently sit in 8th place in the Eastern Conference, but could move up to 7th with a win tonight against the Oshawa Generals. Bulls star Austin Broussard says the Bulls are looking to go far in the playoffs this year.
You know, it's my third year, and my first year we didn't make it. Second year was out the first round. So for me, I want to, you know, get farther in the playoffs to learn what it's about. So just to get that experience under my belt.
The Bulls will be in tough in the first round. Their possible opponents as of now are the Niagara Ice Dogs or their division rivals, the Ottawa 67s. Matt Taylor, 91X Sports.
Milos Raonic proved he can play with the big boys at the ATP Tour, but he still has a way to go before he can beat them. The hard-serving Canadian suffered a hard-fought 7-6, 6-2, 6-4 loss to world number 3, Roger Federer, in the third round of the BNP Paribas Open on Tuesday. Raonic won 16 of 19 matches in 2012 and has beaten 5 top 10 players, but now stands 0-7 against top 8 rivals. The Paribas Open continues in Indian Wells, California. Some breaking news. Mike D'Antoni is no longer the New York Knicks bench boss. Reports say that he and the Knicks had conflicting visions towards the team, resulting in D'Antoni no longer coaching them. The Knicks are currently winless in the month of March, going 0-6. That's sports. Here's Keenan Weaver with 91X Weather.
We've got another shiner out there today, nice and sunny with a high of 15. Tonight, it's going to be clear with a low of plus 3. Thursday, we'll see some more sunshine, increasing cloudiness in the afternoon with a few showers, and a risk of thunderstorm late in the afternoon and in the evening. A high is going to be 16. Friday, we'll see some more showers with a low of 9 and a high of plus 16. At 3:06, it's 11 degrees. 91X News on the air and online at 91X.fm. I'm Keenan Weaver with Austin Mackay. News is next at 4.